We just want to say praise the Lord and thank you for joining us here at the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. Brother Freedom's here and he's all fired up. He's excited and he's very, very happy because the Holy Spirit's just touching him and giving him a good day. We hope you're having a good day and we want you to listen in closely. The Lord will bless you. Father, thank you for this good day. Thank you, Lord. You took us through this day. You protected us. You kept us on the miles and we just love you and we thank you, Father, for touching Brother Freedom and all the listeners in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, I just praise you and give you glory and honor because you're worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all honor. Lord, I thank you that I know that I'm not very much, but I give what I have to you this day, and I pray that you might take that not much and do a lot with it. That's what you told me you can do. You can multiply when there's nothing. You can make substance out of it. So I pray tonight that you intervene in a mighty way, and I know these scriptures going to read with your help. I pray that you'll move mightily on the hearts of people this day. Wherever this message goes throughout the whole world, I pray that you'll make yourself real to the hearers to hear this word this night, because I believe it's going to be beneficial. It's going to be helpful. It's going to help them in a mighty way. Lord, we just praise you. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for our wonderful Savior. Lord, we thank you that you're real. We thank you for your faithfulness. And Holy Spirit, I'm so thankful that you are my strength. I'm thankful that you live within me. And I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for, God, what you've given this day. And I thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Amen and amen and amen. Amen. Well, truly, this scripture that I'm going to read is pretty much, I'm going to read it, a few verses. Wherever you're hearing this word, I think you need to take heed to what this word says. Because I believe it's in the now time. You know, when there's some things that's in the now and some things in the future and some things are yesterday, well, this is probably getting close to the now time. And he spake to them a parable. Behold, the fig tree and all the trees. When they shoot forth to see and know your own selves that summer is now nigh in the hand. So likewise, when you see these things come to pass, know ye the kingdom of God is at hand. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all these things be fulfilled. Pretty straight. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. You know, there's going to be some things that happen in the heavens, and probably not for too many years, or maybe even sooner than that, because when the climax of God's time comes, there's some things that's going to take place, and we can't even imagine what's going to behold. And it says, take heed yourself, lest any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares this life. But this was probably the place that gets many of us, many of people, they're pretty in with the world, more than they are in with the Lord. And it says, and cares this life so that that day comes upon you unaware. So we get so involved in the world, then that day can come and we're going to maybe, never mind thinking about something else. We might not be a mean person. We may have a lot of things going for us, but we need to do some research for the Lord. And that researching is seeking Him in a very special way. While I'm researching, I really believe that God is making us aware that we need to seek Him in a very special way. That's to every one of us. That seeking is something that we have to learn to do because God will never force us. As much as He loves us, you can go sit in the back seat of the church or whatever you want, and some things might not move you. But what moves God is you taking action and seek Him. It says, seek you, Lord, out of strength, seek His face forevermore. For this, there's so many scriptures that pertain to seeking God. And I truly believe that Brother Freedom would not be here tonight unless it was because I took great action on seeking God. I sought Him for many, many years. And I believe that that pays off. I believe that our time seeking is very valuable to ourselves and what we have in store for us as in the Lord. Because when we seek God, God puts a view on us. He knows all about us anyway. When we start seeking Him, things just start happening to go the better way. You know, it seems like the other way you, before that, you sort of had troubles. You get, you say, well, this is not a good day. And you might even say, well, I'm having bad luck. I don't believe in luck, but I mean, that's what people might say. I remember my dad on the 2nd of December in 1938, he had a mailbox in the morning. And on that night, he kept town. He did something else to his rig that he used to move his cat with. So that might not have been a good day. He remarked about that many times. But I believe that our days can be with God's inspiration for us, to help us. And for as a snare it shall come upon them that dwell upon the face of the whole earth. As a snare shall it come upon all, no one missing, them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. So when it happens, everybody is here. God's got your number. Watch ye therefore and pray always. Pray always. Remember that. Pray without ceasing. Pray always. That ye may be accounted worthy to escape all those things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. You know, I've thought so much about this many times because we're all going to stand before the Lord. The Bible says our days are numbered by the Lord, but every man is going to be accountable for what they do. It's appointed unto man once die, then it's appointed man unto man once, that's mankind, and then comes the judgment. It means that we have a space in life, the time that we're born, we don't know how long that space is going to be from the time of our birth, till God takes us out. In that time, that's a time that we're all supposed to take heed to pursue the Lord, that we're going to be ready for that final day. This is not the final day now. This is the day before that. And while we have time, we need to pursue God. And if we're failing, we need to bring some restitution. We need to make some changes, whatever we need to do. Because heaven is real. It's a very special place. But heaven, there's some things that's going to be happening in that. We're not really actually, as I see it, the bride of Christ is going to go into the marriage supper. At that time, it's going to be a fabulous time. And that down here on earth, there's going to be some things that's going to be taking place. It's going to be very soul-searching, very upsetting, very not what we'd like to hear. But that's what's going to take place down on planet Earth at that same time when this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful ceremony of ceremonies, hallelujah time. But down here, it's not going to be so much fun because there's going to be, talks about a third of the earth that's going to be touched, and there's going to be a part of the earth that's going to be destroyed with things that's going to come to pass. That's in the Word of God, and I believe it's true. And then there's going to be a third of the earth that's going to be saved, which we know geographically it's going to be in Israel. That's God's place. So Israel is going to stay in sort of tack that part of the region of the earth. Well, we look geographically, we all find out where we live at. We live quite a ways from Israel and some of the other parts of sort of, we go around this globe. But the Bible plainly says that there will be a third of the earth that's going to be for troubles. And then and this other third of the earth is going to feel the effects of that one. And they call it wormwood. That's like something that's going to be a stink upon that land. It's going to be a dreadful aroma. It's not going to be beautiful. And these things are coming to pass. And I'm not sure, because God only knows when he wants to have the time when the mark of the beast and all that stuff will come in, but it will come. And there's things that we don't like to talk about, but it says it shall come to pass. And at that time, one part I want to bring up is the marriage supper is going to be going on up there, and there's going to be no thought what's going on down here. Now you come out of this, if you make the bride of Christ, you're going to come out of this. Former things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. You're going to be in a new realm. It's just wonderful. But people down here is going to be terrible. Many, and there's going to be upsetting things that's going to happen. There's perilous times. There's troubles. There's like Job's troubles. And we don't like to think about these things, but the Bible says they're going to come to pass. And it says here, when you see these things come to pass, look up, your redemption draws nigh. Just think of what's happening in this dear state we're in. In Southern California, they're going to probably have lots of rain now with burnout, and they're preparing tonight for great disasters as far as what can happen. Seattle, Washington, that's just flood. And yet now back in the East Coast, there's still no rain. And Hawaii, Honolulu, I was at Schofield Barracks quite a few months, and it never rained like it's raining now. I mean, they're going to have a four or five days of series of floods after floods after floods. Things are not really where they once were. Now, they can say all they want to please, but God's saying the budding the fig tree is near. God says, look at what you're around you. Look at your surroundings. Look what's taking place. But we don't look that. We go other ways all the time. But those things are for our betterment. It's because at that time, hopefully, we'll see a need for a change. That's really what it's for. Get our attention. You know, God says, hey, I ring your bell. You don't hear. I'm here. You don't hear. I'm here. I see. You don't see. You don't hear. And you're going to just go. Everything's okay. For as a snare that cometh upon them that dwell upon the face of the whole earth. All. So it's coming. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may count it worthy to escape all those things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. All right, I'm going to take you to a place now that the Lord let me see that this is basically for the true believer. The 91st Psalms. Everybody claims it, but really, you really have to have God's help. I want to say one thing tonight, because I don't claim to be anything, but when God taught me some 30 years ago, no man taught me. And the Lord taught me things that no man could teach me. God's real. And I had to take a test here. I know why the Lord had it, because he wanted to let people know that he's powerful. And this speech therapist gave me a series to find out what ticks up here. And so I asked him, I says, Glenn, how do I stack up with average public? See, I've never had any help only for the Lord, basically. He says, well, there's no problem with you at all. And I was amazed, too. It hadn't been the Lord. It was just the Lord. The Holy Spirit was actually giving the answers. And people belittle the Holy Spirit when he is your strength. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Now, how can we do that? I don't think there's any way possible. I went through this 91st Psalms today, and I do not believe it's possible only for Spirit-filled. I'm not condemning no one that's not, but there's great power, and we can't say there's not. There's too much evidence that God's wonderful, and people have tried to prove him that he doesn't really know, but I guarantee the Holy Ghost knows all things. It says he knows all things. He knows the beginning. He's part of God. And when we start eliminating him out of our life and say we don't need him, then what we're telling is, the Lord sees it as, I've given you this great help, and you're refusing it. Now, if I was in a place of authority and I was trying to give someone help, and they wouldn't, how could you help them? If they refuse to take the helping hand that goes to them, how can you help them? I'm being very logical, practical, but there's lots and lots and lots of good Christian people that deny any power. So I have to say that I believe that God has something on his side that I can say he's right. But I know that God is real. There's no question. And the opposing people that opposed me at that time thought I wasn't going to amount to much. God, not so much. The Holy Spirit and the holy power of God is real. It's something that I can validate. I've seen God do mighty things. He's never been wrong one time on directions or anything that he does. And I truly believe it says, I will say to the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in him who I trust. But how is people going to stack up on a day all that dwell upon the face of the whole earth, if you leave out so great a, it says it in Hebrews, if you leave out so great a salvation. I give it in Hebrews, it speaks it out. If you lose out so great a salvation, you have no recourse. It's like people getting sick. You know, there's some medicines that will help them. But if they refuse to take that medicine, like this girl we're talking about, there's going to be help for her because to go on in to be recovered. Because God wishes them any time that we have to do our part with Him. And why He does that is because the pride element. If we was getting all ourselves, we'd say, oh, ain't I? I'm so wonderful. We're not wonderful. God's wonderful. And our purpose is to love Him. Oh, come on, she's a little glory to God. He is gigantic, glorious. I thought today, how, Lord, how can you use me? You know, since I had that stroke, I'm not the same as I was a year ago. I mean, it's tough. But God doesn't change. He says, my grace is sufficient. You're more than conquerors through me, which loved you. I'll take a mite of you, and you'll be able to go great. You know, you couldn't, you don't have Gideon. I don't even have any. Gideon had 300. Mine's all gone. But God, give me the Holy Ghost. Oh, come on. Glory. He's powerful. He's wonderful. He's great. He's greater than what I face. These prayers can be answered because the power of the Holy Ghost. He is what brings these things alive. He changes. He moves mightily. And we need a revival. But we don't need it like people want it. You know how people want the revival? They want it in their church and they want it to do whatever God gets up and God wants us to be a real in your life. God wants you to have a revival in your heart, in this life, in this as a living soul, a witness that takes his directions from the Almighty God. See, God wants us to come supernatural. But most people don't want to do it because supernatural, you have to, well, you're not leaning on your own understanding. It's in Proverbs, the 3rd chapter. Lean on your own understanding all the ways acknowledge Him, and He should direct thy paths. Be not wise in own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from iniquity. God says, lean not in our own understanding. Our understanding is corrupt. Our understanding brings us down to where we're zeros. But God's real. And He goes to the might of His power. He goes where no other one can go. He is real, and He's coming back very soon. We need to be prepared. We need to be ready, because His coming is very soon. We need to keep our eyes upon Jesus, the author and the finisher, the keeper of our faith. Jesus is real, but Jesus says, needful that I go away. For if I go not away, the comforter will not come. But if I go away, I will send the comforter, and He'll be with you, and He'll bless you. See, we get so prideful, we think we can do these things in ourselves. No, it says the same Spirit that lifted up Jesus, was the same Spirit will lift us up. That same Spirit, it's the Holy Spirit. And this experience we have with it is real. It's more real than life itself, because if I have something happened in my life, I'm just gone. But look, this Spirit is real. It's real. It's more real, more vivid than anything that you see. It doesn't make any difference how many people don't believe, how many skeptics there is, but still it's real and it's true. God will vindicate Himself. He will bless those that walk upright before Him. He wants to live in the hearts of His people in a mighty way in this last hour, that we are no longer be deceived, but will walk in His liberty. For His liberty, there is power, there is strength, there is His blessings. I will say of the Lord, you know, life and death are the power of the tongue. What we say is very important, because as a Christian people, if people really knew your potential, see, I don't really do nothing through prayer, but I say it's going to be done, it's done. That's why these big equipments do it, it's just a little bitty small, even that electric control plant system, really, just a little finger here doing it, and it's got booms out here, gigantic. That's what God is. We don't need to do much. We move God with our faith. And God has it that way, that we will walk in His strength. We walk in His power. And we might be a vessel of praise to give Him the glory forever and ever. God's here that we might be able to dwell in a secret place of the Most High, and having done all to stand. We need to have our eyes set on heaven. I will lift my eyes to the hills. Whence come my help? For my help come from the Lord. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee neither slumbereth nor sleepeth. He that keepeth Israel shall keep thee. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of his hearts that made perfect toward him. We need to have a perfect heart. We need to have our eyes fixed on heaven. We're living in a world that's getting weak. It's getting messed up a little bit. And that's why we need God's help. He's looking for those that will submit themselves to him. Those who will just give their heart totally to him. God wants to work with you, wants to bless you, wants to make his face shine upon you, wants to be gracious unto you. He will not withhold any good thing to them that walk upright before him. He is looking for someone to bless. He's looking for those that will walk courageously before him, that we might be a vessel of praise for his glory, for his honor, that we might go forth and do the works of him this last hour, that we not be ashamed, but we'll walk in his light, walk in his direction, walk in his holiness, walk in his calling, be led freely by the Spirit of God, that we'll have the power of God in our being. God doesn't want us to be without faith. Be ye strong, the Lord, and power might put you on the whole armor of God, that you might be able to withstand the wiles of the devil, for us not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers. All there goes again. You can't do it in yourself. This is when that multiplication, God takes over. God takes over. And he motivates you. He moves through you. He moves as a still small voice. He helps you, strengthens you, that you might do his will. There's people all over the world tonight, you having troubles. And I'd like to tell you tonight, I pray that God will bless you in a very special way, encourage you. Keep on keeping on, because God has the answer. It's in the Word of God. You can read the Word of God. You want, don't have something to do, read the Word of God. If you have the Word of God, read it. There's power, there's knowing, there's strength, there's help, there's shelter, there's protection, there's glorious power. And then many of us have never exhausted out all the things that God can give us. The heavens are open. God wants to bless you. Give you a blessing that you can't contain. Oh, praise you, the Lord. Oh, glory to God. That you, when you see people touch from the hearts of people. You know, I went through something and I'm seeing my body as it's messed up, sort of like the world's messed up. You know, we need the Lord. My right leg don't want to do good. The shoulder that I was getting weak. But that's okay. God's greater. What we see is only here for temporal. It's only here for, it's hard for us to think, but you say, well, that's morbid, but that's what it is. We look for the things that are seen. We look for the things which are not seen. For the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are not seen are eternal. That's very real. You put it this way. What you see is going to pass away. Faith, you don't see, you just know it's going to happen. And hope's beyond that. Hope, this gets a long leap out there. Hope. Hope is something that only God can give us. Now the God of hope, fill you with joy and peace, believe that you might receive hope through the power. Here's the Holy Ghost. He's that long leap. Through the power, he's something you cannot imagine. Oh, I plead the Spirit of God. God's here to help you. It's real. Oh, I feel the glory of God. God's here to meet your need. Whatever your desire is, God wants to help you in that desire to be a good desire. Now, this desire for earthly things and lustful things is wrong. But we should have a desire to live for God. We need a desire to want to work for God. A desire is something that is in our mind and our subconscious, but it's something that we want to achieve. It's something that we want to obtain. It's something that we want to, in time, be able to keep going that way. See, that's like in the gyms. I have to go to a gym, not because I want to, but if I keep going, I'm going to have to keep going until the day the Lord just seems like this. God seems like he healed me. But if he doesn't, I'm okay. But that's what it does. It works on the members of our body that get soft. And as you exercise, those muscles get bigger and they get bigger and they get bigger and they get harder and they do greater things. That's the same way spiritually we do this. We start off as sort of anemic, sort of small, and sometimes we don't really, we're not seeing too much progress. But if we hang in there and start having prayer and seeking God and reading the Word of God, and when you start getting mixing that all up together and you have your diet only on the Lord, you're going to start doing a great change in your lifestyle. You'll see change in your thoughts. You're going to change in your mindsets. You're going to see change. It'll be this mind be in you, which is Christ Jesus. You'll be a spiritual man from heaven. And God wants to have us to have it mind change. Let this mind be in you, which is in Christ Jesus. God wants to be simply powered from heaven. And then put on a new man, which after God's created in righteousness and true holiness. He says, lay aside every weight and sin that so easily beset us, and help us run that race with patience. The pathway of the just is a shining light that shines more and more to that most perfect day. The pathway of the just has a shining light that shines more and more to that most perfect day. As we exercise your spiritual muscle, it's going to get shiner, it's going to get greater, it's going to be more brilliant, it's going to be more alluring, because your path is going to get light. And you're going to show others the light of God is going to be upon you. You're going to have a real encounter with God. When you pray for the sick, you're going to see things happen. You're going to see the encounter of God. God's here to touch His people. You know, God wants to make His people look good. I've got this tap at home, and I did something years ago. I did it, and I was foolish. But when I broke it off inside of that engine, I was in deep trouble. I really figured I'd get fired. I'd get, there's some of those things you're not supposed to do. But God bailed me out. God made me look good. And God told me, said, no need to tell nobody. That's what he said. But I knew where to help. My help come. It come from God. God supernaturally, that welding, I never wanted that good in all my life. And it's just marvelous when I look at that, how it's nursing welding. And how God can do it. Me going down to a little bitty hole, about this far down in there, and it's going to 3/8 drive socket. So I had to get down through that 3/8 socket without touching either side, because if it hit on either side, it's going to make a weld there. It didn't do that. It went right straight down like it should. God had to do it. He took it straight down there, and then when he says stop, I stopped and pulled it out. You look at that. It's God. What I'm saying is God. The Lord told me that day, if I could not do it, I might as well pack up my gear and go home. But God made me look good. I came with a fix that God showed me how to never have no more troubles. All these things, it's God. It's His power. You know, we think we know so much. God says, hey, foolish kids, I knew about it before you even thought about it. And that's when we act to God. We say, Lord, you know, I want my own way. Now I want to work for you, Father, but I want to tell you what to do and what I want to do, and that's what we do. So we have our own revivals, we have our own everything, but it's not done really with the Lord. We need to think about how He looks, how He feels. You know, if a man came to me and says, would you pray that I'd pray that the rain would stop? And I says, before I ask you anything, I said, did you ask the Lord about this before you ever, he said, no, he said, I didn't think I had to. See, that's what we do. Everything that we do, we want him to bless what we're doing, but we don't want to hear what his side. You know, that'd be like in the natural, you go down here and you want to put your input, but you don't want only a certain way. And God let us do it. But it's about time. The Holy Spirit is not a wimp. He's not somebody that doesn't know. He knows all things. And you know, I've went to churches and I see them how they hold back in certain things because they don't want the Spirit of God to move. You know, that's really impolite, nothing else. But it is. We hold restrictions of the Lord many times where He can't work. I'm just putting for the Lord's way. We need to be open to the Lord. And that's all He wants, is us to be open to Him. Years ago, I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. When I did receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and I went on that first night, and I read Revelations, and I've never read Revelations like I did that night. The Spirit of God stayed on me for at least 6 weeks. for 4 to 5, a long time. And the Spirit of God told me, said, I want you to go to the county jail and go in jail ministry. So I told my wife, and I think she told the pastor, he come to me and says, you're not going to go in that jail. I says, Pastor, I said, Lord, he said, you don't know what you're even talking about. But you know, that's the first time that I really learned right then. I guess God weaned me very early age. I said, I'm going to stand with God. If you don't understand, this is one time. And eventually, he finally come around. But I think we need to, many times, we need to stand alone and believe that we're able to take the knocks of our brothers and sisters that oppose us. Whatever comes our way, that we're going to stand strong in the Lord. You know, we're not, a lot of times, we don't really live for the Lord because we got opposition from somebody. They're telling us what to do, what to say, and we're saying, oh, so afraid. But that's why we're where we are. Because we're fearful of what our peer, and God sees it, we're putting them, he says, he that loveth father, sister, brother, more than me is not worthy of me. Jesus said that. But yet many times I don't want to hurt my brother. I don't want to hurt my sister. But God is the one that we're really hurting. But I think it's given us a little bit of what we should pray about. We need to seek God. That's what we need to have a very good experience, each one of us. We need to all have a special experience with God, not just a mediocre, but a real close encounter with Him. He'll give you strength, He'll give you blessing. Father, I just pray that you'll bless this night. I pray that you'll go before each one of these this night. I pray that you'll open the windows of heaven to each one of us in a mighty way. And Father, where we've hurt you, we pray that we'll ask forgiveness. Father, help us to walk straight before you. Help us to walk in thy calling and thy strength forevermore. Help us to be obedient to thee this day. And we pray that you'll bless our people. We pray that you'll bless those this night that are going through struggles, through times of discussion, to even not knowing which way to go. Pray that they'll wait upon you in a very special way, having to seek thee in a mighty way. And we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. To God be the glory. To God be all the praise. To God be all honor. Amen and amen. P.S. in closing, you know, we start having more time praying, we can talk to God. You think about our prayer in summertime is sort of far away from those kind of things. We need to be very upfront with God, because He sees all about us anyway. He knows I'm not that good. I want to only know I'm not that good. God's good. God's real. He's your help. He's your strength. And He makes you excited. He makes you glorious. God's real. God bless you all. Have a good night this night. God bless you. Amen. 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 Amen.